Good morning. Welcome to our beautiful Capitol building. Thank you, Kathy Law, for that very nice introduction. And I want to thank the Iowa Wind Energy Association for inviting me to your Wind Energy Day here at the Capitol. I want to congratulate the Wind Energy Association for completing its fifth year of continuous operation. You sure have done a lot to make Iowa a better place these last 5 years. And you have built an impressive membership of nearly 200 members representing all aspects of wind energy, from manufacturing to construction to transmission to engineering to the education community. You have proven to be a reliable source of information and advocacy here at our state capitol, and we appreciate all that you do. As governor was mentioned in the introduction, way back in 1983, my first year in office, I had the honor of signing that first renewable generation portfolio. And as a result of that, we now have over 20 other states that have copied Iowa's law. And Iowa remains a real leader in the installation and capacity behind, I think, only Texas, but Texas is a much bigger state. So when you look at it in per capita, we are the leader. We're number one in terms of our electricity generated by wind, exceeding 20% more than any other state, something we can be very proud of. We're first in the number of wind energy manufacturing facilities and wind-related businesses as well. Perhaps the most important impact that wind has had on our states is high-quality, good-paying jobs that's helped us attract to our state. It's also been a source of additional rental income for our farmers. Iowa ranks number one in the number of people employed in wind energy, estimated at 7,000. We think with now with renewal at the national level of the wind energy standard, we're going to see that grow again instead of shrink. As you know, I recently had the honor of chairing the Governor's Wind Energy Coalition, and in that capacity, worked with Senator Grassley and our entire congressional delegation and with governors from other states to lobby in Washington, D.C. for the extension of the wind energy credit, which included letters to the President, all the leadership in the Congress, and with even meeting with the committee, key committee people. In that capacity, it was a long, hard fight, but as you know, in the recent legislation that was approved, we did see an extension of the wind energy tax credit. I want to particularly thank Senator Grassley for his leadership. He was, I think, original sponsor of this legislation and has been a stalwart supporter, but really our whole Iowa delegation, Senator Harkin and all the congressmen from Iowa, have been on board in supporting this industry, which is important to our state. I'm pleased to see the credit was extended as part of the fiscal cliff legislation that passed on New Year's Day. Don't get me wrong, the fiscal cliff was a mixed bag, but at least we got this important aspect included in that legislation. It's more than just, it is a one-year extension, but it's a little better than just a one-year extension, because although it's been a situation where we like to have we'd have preferred a multiple-year extension, at least in this case, with the projects that are going forward, they don't have to be completed and in production in order to get the wind energy credit. As long as I think they're in the process, then it applies. So it really is a little better than a one-year extension. But we appreciate what we've gotten, and while the deal's certainly not as perfect, I'm happy to have played a leadership role on behalf of the industry and how important this is to the Iowa economy. Transmission facilities will also play a key role in growing the wind energy industry and moving wind energy generated in Iowa to other parts of the country. And I've met with several groups that are working on transmission projects. In fact, I also hosted our Midwest governors here and we specifically focused on this transmission issue. In addition, I've reached out to other governors here in the Midwest to look at how we can remove some of the artificial barriers to the movement of wind components from manufacturing as well. Obviously, we manufacture, and these towers and blades are big, and being able to transport them across the state lines is an important thing for Iowa. With interstate cooperation, we can make wind energy, wind-generated electricity, another one of Iowa's leading exports in the future. In closing, it's an exciting time to be in the wind energy business and to be in the wind energy business in Iowa in particular. Your industry has proven that the right policies can create jobs, spur economic development, and grow the manufacturing sector in our state. And I'm honored and proud to work with you, and I look forward to continuing to work with you to build an even brighter future for wind energy and for the people of Iowa. Thank you very much.